You're listening to SBS News.
So we introduced it because we wanted to elevate and go to the next level and get ahead of the trend. And then obviously COVID kicked in, and now it's a perfect tool to, you know, be able to make contactless payments. With everything that's happening, like, you know, people want to feel safe. So we want to ensure that we can make them feel as safe as possible.
That's Luke Rosie, the general manager of the Golden Sheaf Hotel in Double Bay in Sydney. The hotel has moved to a completely cashless and contactless system. That means no touching whatsoever from the moment a person walks through the doors to the time they exit. It's all done through the Me and You tap order and pay system, which is used in most pubs, cafes and restaurants. The pandemic saw a demand for that particular system grow by 1,200% in April alone, forcing many in the hospitality industry to embrace this and similar systems faster than expected. And while the coronavirus may have accelerated the move to cashless systems, it's a trend that was well established before the pandemic. Tim Roach, a lecturer in accounting at Edith Cowan University in Perth, explains.
The COVID-19 crisis has really accelerated a whole load of trends that were already occurring. And you can see this, so it's accelerated the trend for people to work from home and online education, and it's done the same with cash. So cash use was already declining really heavily. So in 2007, for example, if you go back 13 years, about 70% of transactions made by consumers were cash. But by the end of last year, that had dropped down to 27%. And then with coronavirus, it's just really accelerated that shift away from cash and towards digital transactions.
The Reserve Bank of Australia says payment for transactions in Australia are to be in Australian currency unless otherwise agreed or specified. But it adds Australian banknotes and coins do not necessarily have to be used in transactions, and refusal to accept payment in legal tender banknotes and coins is not unlawful. Mr. Roach says for retailers and other businesses, there are obviously positives and negatives for both cash and digital payments. As for consumers, some continue to struggle to embrace the shift to a cashless society.
The Reserve Bank put out some data not long ago, and that showed overwhelmingly that elderly people and people from lower income groups were much more likely to use cash. People over 65 still make half their payments in cash. The data also showed that lower income Australians were also much more likely to use cash. But there is some research that shows that lower income groups tend to use physical cash as a budgeting tool.
Cashless payment systems also require people to have equal access to technology. Australians face different barriers when it comes to participating in the digital economy. Dr. John Selby is an academic at Macquarie University in the Department of Accounting and Corporate Governance. He says while cash may no longer be king during the time of coronavirus, we should not be in a rush to embrace a completely digital currency.
I don't think we're ready to go completely cashless yet. I think low-value transactions are good to have with cash. I think the ability to operate during an emergency situation where, you know, a flood has taken out payment systems, or there's been power failures, or just network outages or cyber attacks, benefit of having access to cash to be able to function, to be able to buy a family meal, it's important as a fallback. I'm not in favour yet of abandoning cash. I recognise that there are benefits to digital payments, but there are also disadvantages, particularly for those who are affected by the digital divide.
In September last year, the Australian government introduced a bill which, once passed by Parliament, will limit cash payments to $10,000. The Currency Bill 2019, Restrictions on the Use of Cash, is partly in response to concerns about the so-called hidden economy, which a government commissioned task force review in 2017 revealed was worth approximately 3% of Australia's GDP. That's about $50 billion a year. Mr. Roach says while there needs to be moves to rein in the hidden economy, there is no formal research about how restrictions on larger cash payments are likely to affect different cultural groups.
It's something that government really needs to keep an eye on as we move to a cashless society, and indeed move to address the cash economy itself, is that often the approach of different cultural groups is very different. And as well as the trust issue, there are different cultures use cash differently. So there are strong traditions in some cultures of giving cash. And I think the government really needs to be aware that the white Anglo-Saxon sort of approach to cash is not everywhere. It's not the norm. There's a huge diversity in attitudes towards cash in Australia today.
Perceptions about the security of digital payments can also be influenced by those who come from countries where the level of trust in the government and in banks remains low. Dr. Selby explains.
You know, if you've ever experienced a bank run, it's a fascinating thing to observe. I've managed to see one purely by random accident a number of years ago in New York City. I was walking through Manhattan in the Chinatown there, and there was a bank run emerging. I saw a large crowd of people queued outside a bank, and saw later in the press that it was, in fact, a bank failure that had occurred. And those who've lived through that experience, who've lost their income or their savings, would understandably be cautious and reluctant to lose it again.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.